It's Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio.
We may think there is a T sound in the word hearty, as in a hearty welcome. But in fact, for most of us, there isn't.
That's what they say. Anne Curzon is a professor of English at the University of Michigan. Howdy, Anne.
Hello, Rena.
Here's the burning question. Is it party hardy or party hearty?
It originally, from what I can tell, was party hearty with a T. It quickly came to be understood also as party hardy, probably coming from party hard. And then you just add a Y and there you have party hardy. But one of the issues is that hardy with a T and hardy with a D sure sound a lot alike when you say them.
So the subject today is homophones.
It is. So words that are spelled differently but sound alike. And in this case, the issue is, why does a word spelled with a T and a word spelled with a D, how do those two words sound alike?
We're waiting.
And the answer is the alveolar flap. How's that for a showstopper?
Say it again.
An alveolar flap.
What is that?
So the alveolar ridge is the ridge right behind your top teeth. So if you take your tongue and scoot it back from your top teeth, you'll feel a ridge there. It's your alveolar ridge. And when you make the sound tuh or duh, your tongue hits that ridge. But when you listen to a word like hearty, we don't actually, in American English, pronounce it with a T. We don't say hearty.
You know how many thousands of people are doing that little tongue thing right now? You do know that, don't you?
I do. I hope so. But what you get instead is a flap, or sometimes called a tap, where the tongue just goes up and very quickly hits that ridge and keeps going. You don't actually stop the air the way you would for a T sound or for a D sound. That's how hearty, with a T or a D, they sound the same way.
But there is a little bit of difference?
There's a little bit of difference in some words. So if you take the word leader, as in a liter of water, and leader, as in a leader of people, you'll hear the vowel in leader is slightly longer, and there's a reason in the sound system for that. So a leader versus a leader.
We have reasons for things. That's really good to know. What are some other examples of homophones?
Well, you get the word writer, as in someone who writes, and rider, someone who rides. Those sound very close together. But something else interesting happens in some varieties of English with that T and D, which you hear in some pronunciations of the word, say, Seattle. Now, when I say Seattle, I have the flap, the alveolar flap there. But for some speakers of British English, you will get Seattle. And you get what linguists will call a glottal stop, where you just cut off the air, Seattle. Now, American English speakers will hear that and think that that sounds a little odd, or they'll certainly notice it. But American English certainly also has a glottal stop. You hear it in a word like mitten.
Exactly. Or I've heard people say instead of Canton, it's Canton. Is that the
same? So there's the glottal stop, and it's in the middle of uh-oh.
Got it. And you're just always so full of great information.
And a few glottal stops here and there.
Thanks very much.
Thanks, Rena.